What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Francis in North Carolina. Hello, Francis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Oh, I missed Brian. I'm sorry.
You did what?
I missed a caller, but let's complete with you, and then I'll back up, and I'll get Brian.
Oh. Okay. You totally threw me there for a second. Hey, young man.
Well, I threw myself for a second here. I'm still rattled from that lightning bolt that just came down outside.
I was going to say that was the most interesting response to hear on the air. Well, I'm glad you're... Well, at least
it's partly explainable because when I was a kid, my mother and I sort of got glancingly struck by a bolt of lightning, so I get a little flinchy around these things.
I can comprehend that because I remember an incident when I was a childhood where you have lightning coming through a plate glass window and hitting a metal table that's not but a yard from you, and you're sitting on the floor in front of the couch. I can comprehend that, especially when you hear it go pop.
Yeah, that's pretty much the same circumstance, although in this case, this was back in the days of telephones with cords, and the cords went outside on top of these wooden poles, and Mom was talking on the phone, and the lightning struck the telephone pole, came into the house over the wire, and just gave us all willies.
Yep. Yes, I'm telling on my age by admitting to that. But anyway, I would never say what my age was. But anyway, aside from that, as far as the film goes, I'm looking forward to it, but I have to admit, after my other half went and researched where and when the film was going to be showing here in North Carolina, people are going to have to research when, let alone where, the film is being shown, because it may not be on Tuesday the 4th. It may be like Monday the 3rd or whatever that the film will be showing at a theater that's somewhat within their proximity of going to see, let alone the time period. So there can be punctuation in the date, let alone the time period. So people have to take that consideration. I'm looking to go see it and see how much I can stomach of it to begin with, because I have to applaud the directors and all that and the actors for presenting this to the public, depending on the perception of the public and whatnot. They're willing to sit there and actually have it slap them in the face in a polite way of saying, you know, this could be your child. That type of thing, which leads me to another aspect of when they say about that they're having children brought in or whatever, or anchor babies or whatever they call it, which is an oxymoron, of people coming in illegally and so forth. There's no guarantee those children are going to be with them, and they're basically, fish bait for whomever wants to buy them off or whatever, and horrify the child and traumatize the child where it's like absurd. But as far as for the elderly that are immigrating illegally, I'm sorry, you give an inch, folks will take a bloody mile. I don't care. It's bad enough that the administration we have currently now, you know, doing various things with Joey Boy up there as the face of so-called freedom or whatever, which is a joke. And allowing this type of atrocity to go on between the immigration, people coming in illegally, and this LGBT XYZ garbage being shoved down people's throats. Enough's enough. People have enough problems with dealing with the economy. We're basically on the bordering, if not going into a depression, for crying out loud. They say we're going into a recession. We've been in a recession for over 5 to 10 years. Let's get realistic here. So It's time to put a halt to this. A lot of people don't like to face up to it and say, oh, it'll get better, blah, blah, blah. How? What are you doing to help correct the problem? What are you doing to help your family and so forth? That's the bigger question. I mean, the political thing's one thing, but the political parties are making big hypocrites of themselves. Now, with that being said, there's going to be various sectors of society saying, when various religious figures return, everything will be all right. Excuse me. Give me a break with this religious figure character or whatever, deity structure or whatever is concerned, because quite frankly, what makes you think a deity is going to help you unless you do something to help yourself? I mean, really. You're supposed to be spiritually grown due to that faith or whatever, to know better, to listen to that higher power, and do what you need to do to make things easier for yourself physically while you're still here. Don't expect this deity to do it for you, because they're not. I'm reminded of a joke where, oh, I tried to extend help to you, just kept ignoring it. And I'm sure a lot of people already are familiar with that bad joke, but it's really humorous if you think about it. And so the person themselves ignored every time help was extended in some way, shape, or form, and they got kicked off of their deity. Well, guess what? You know, unless you help yourself, don't expect help otherwise. So, anyway, enough of the LGBT with the mind control, especially with your children, for crying out loud. We don't need drag queens in the school. We do not need them in the library. If they want to have a job, then go out to Las Vegas or something. Be a female impersonator if you want to out there, for crying out loud. Or in California, if California still exists, because as I understand it, people are leaving California. And if California collapses, well, then I guess that says a lot for the rest of the states in the U.S. But, you know, take your tripe and go somewhere else and leave the schools, leave the libraries, leave the children alone. And for the parents that are guardians that take the children to this garbage, what's wrong with you? What is wrong with you? Have you not had enough fluoride in your water? Have you not had enough genetically engineered food in your systems that you got to go take your kids over there and have them polluted as well and take away their innocence? I don't think so. So anyway, with that, I'll have a green olive with my margarita, and it's not a rainbow olive. Later.
All right. Thank you very much for the phone call. And we're going to go to Brian in Pennsylvania. And Brian, I'm sorry I skipped over you before, but what's on your mind?
Hey, that's no problem. Mike, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I hear you just fine. You're on the air.
Okay. I wanted to talk about a story that you had yesterday with the Supreme Court ruling 6-3 against North Carolina. And what that was about is the Supreme Court kind of sidestepped the actual issue by ruling that the judicial has the right to review laws. And what the lawsuit was all about was that the legislator was redistricting North Carolina, and a judge came in and was like, no, I'm going to do it in favor of the Democrats. And the legislator was like, no, it says in the Constitution that the legislator has the right to set up the districts and everything. And that was the whole case. And the Supreme Court was like, no, we don't want to give up our power to rule against the legislator. So I'm kind of like leery about the way you said that was a win for the Supreme Court.
I don't recall that I said it was a win for the Supreme Court, but I think the idea that the states' courts should have oversight of the election process. Otherwise, you get total, complete chaos like we saw in Georgia, Maricopa County. We've got to have a tighter control over the election process, or we're going to see a lot more fraud.
No, I understand that part, but what it was is that it was the legislator was about redistricting for their things, and the Democrat judge came in and was like, no, you can't redistrict the way you want. We're going to redistrict the way I want. And that's where I think a lot of the problems come from, is that judges can just come in and be like, hey, I don't like what you're doing, even though you have the power to do what you're doing. I'm still going to change it in favor of the way I want it. That's something that I always seem to like. We have that separation of powers, but the judicial supremacy sort of comes in and be like, hey, I'm going to do what I want. And I do agree that there should be some, like, review, but if it comes up to, look, they had the constitutional authority to redistrict the way they wanted to, well, when you guys get in power, then you gerrymander away, too. That's the way we've been doing it for the last, like, 200 years. So I think it's only fair that when the, like, because, like, look at California. They redistricted heavily in their favor, and now their districts are all three-quarters Democrat, even though only 60% of the state votes Democrat. But nobody goes in there and starts suing the daylights out of them and getting the favors on the Republican side. that's all. I just had that one little thing about how the judges seem to be all in the favor of, like, the Democrats, and anytime the Democrats or the Republicans are like, hey, we're going to change this thing to help us a little bit, everybody's like, no. We got to make it sure that we can't win anything, and it boils down to that, where it's like how everybody says that, like, since elections are rigged, Trump has no chance of winning because they're going to steal everything again.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, and that's what I have. And then the other thing I want to talk about.
Okay, well, you raise a very valid point. You raise a valid point, and we know that this whole drawing of the district borders is fraught with all kinds of problems, as you say, the gerrymandering situation, and there really needs to be like a simple formula for when you are a representative from a district. You know, about how that district is going to be shaped around you. And it is an out-of-control aspect of our process.
Yes, how's your air quality? Because ours has been really hazy, but it hasn't affected me, because I'm outside mowing grass all day, every day, and everybody's been kind of complaining, and I haven't had any problems, and I just wondered how yours was doing.
Well, you know, before the storms came in, you know, we were seeing haze, and it had a slightly yellow tint to it. But all the rain that we've had today has washed all of that smoke out, and, you know, it's down in the ground right now. So, hopefully it's not going to come back too bad.
That's pretty awesome. All right, Mike, you have a great show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, hey, real quick on the Wagner situation in Russia. And I've read and listened to all sorts of theories that it was a setup, et cetera, you know, or the U.S. had free knowledge, and it was entrapment for spies embedded in Wagner. But, you know, if you want to use Occam's razor, Prigozhin, he's a caterer. That's how he made his fortune, right?
Yep.
Yeah. You've seen these chefs. I used to work at a restaurant. I was a bartender a long time ago. I mean, he's maybe just an angry chef coming out there. Who don't like the soup? You know, who don't like the chef came out of the kitchen. And what's the deal with Ben Franklin discovering electricity with a key on a kite? I mean, I don't understand that. Do you have any knowledge on that?
Well, he basically proved that lightning was just static electricity. And, you know, the conventional image of Ben Franklin standing there holding the kite string with the key and everything, of course, is scientifically invalid. If he'd actually done that, he would have died. Basically, they launched the kite, and the string was tied to a wooden pole that was underneath a tarp to keep it dry. The key was on that string, and basically they just saw, you know, the lightning come down and create a spark. And it had been theorized that lightning was just static electricity, but Ben Franklin documented it, and that made him instantly famous around the world.
Okay. Hey, and then real quick on the topic I touched on yesterday with in Poland, domesticated cats are dying. About three-fourths of the ones that catch avian flu are dropping dead. And
Flu is jumping species, that's going to be the next big vaccine push. Anyway, Bruce, thanks an awful lot for the phone call here. We got a long-distance call I need to get to. George in Ghana, Africa, welcome to the show, and what's on your mind?
Oh, hello. Yesterday you were talking about automobile manufacturing in Africa, and you mentioned a car company named Kontanka. They're 100% Ghanaian, and Ghana produces more gold than any other country in Africa. Ghana has a bright future. We're going down the tubes. Anyway, the United States is going down the tubes. Volkswagen manufactures cars in Ghana. So does an Indian country.
Yep.
And Ghana has got all kinds of manufacturing going on. And Bill Clinton was the first president to go there. George Walker Bush went there. Barack Hussein Obama went there. then I started paying attention, and Ghana has a very, very, very bright future. And you're going to see the day.
Well, good for them, you know. And I just, you know, I get a little frustrated with, you know, people coming in and saying, you know, it was all the white European that did this and that. And, you know, the Africans can't do anything. And, you know, that kind of polarization I really had a problem with, which is why I did that internet search and found out that, you know, when I was growing up, I heard all kinds of stories about how great the United States was and, you know, how things were much worse in other countries. Then when I was in the film industry, I got to do a lot of traveling to the other countries and found out that, no, those places were just as cool and just as advanced and just as interesting as the United States. And So I tend to like keep an open mind. You know, when somebody says, you know, a blanket statement like, you know, Africa isn't manufacturing anything, I'm going to say, I'm not sure that I'm ready to believe that. I want to do a double check on that.
If anybody's, I'm sure that more and more people are leaving the United States. And
that's what I hear.
Very few people.
That's what I hear. If Claire and I weren't as old as we are, I think we'd probably be looking at, you know, moving down to Costa Rica or something like that. Just get out of the path of the nuclear fallout. All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We have open lines 512-248-8252. We're going to go to David in Florida. Hello, David. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. How are you? Of course, you're doing okay. Listen, you said something about the Amish earlier.
Yep.
And COVID, the Amish and COVID. I read a thing,
yes.
I thought about 2.5 years ago, that the reason why the Amish don't get COVID as much is because they don't watch television.
Yeah, I've seen that as a cartoon.
Yes, I'm glad you laughed at that. I just didn't know if you knew that or not. And Mike, always support you, always support RVN. Haven't talked to you in a long time. Have a great day.
Thank you very much for the call here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Pat in Fort Worth. Hello, Pat. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. My husband and I had a missionary from Ghana stay in our house 4 years when he wasn't on the missionary field. Yeah. Sure enough. So I helped, or we helped.
Okay.
But anyway, I wanted to talk about the Supreme Court ruling against affirmative action admission to the universities. Did you talk about it when I was distracted?
Oh, yeah. That was the very, very top of the show.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. It's just hard to stay attentive on everything. They're calling that a victory, and of course the Democrats are going crazy over it, you know. But I don't know if I talked to you about a guy named C.K. Burns. He's a black man. He's a general with 40 years in the military. Thank you for your service, sir. However, he wants to be in charge of the chief of staff. And the thing about it is, 80% of the pilots in the Air Force, he's been in the Air Force, are white males. And he's trying to get affirmative action or something. He wants that when he gets to be chief of staff. So I think we have a little time to try to stop him, but we don't really own the Senate, so I don't know what we can do. But people need to be aware that he's doing that. And like he says, he only wants 40% white males.
The Congress is starting to push back on that woke issue because they're just not recruiting. They're not meeting the recruiting goals. And part of the reason is all this wokeness. So this whole idea of we're going to have so many percentage of white people and so many percentage of this other color and so forth, you know, it sort of de-incentivizes wanting to do well. You know, if you're going to get advancement based on your skin color, you know, why try and bother, you know, doing better at what you're doing? And it was one of the reasons got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Working two jobs, ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. The fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her.
And welcome back to our show here, and we're finishing up with Pat in Fort Worth. And the problem is with affirmative action or any of these kind of situations is it basically takes away the need to excel. And that's why we need to go back to a meritocracy. I don't want somebody operating on me because they got into medical school because they were the right gender or the right orientation or the right color. You know, I want the very best, most skilled, most talented, smartest person, you know, holding that knife, okay? Same thing when I fly on an airplane. I want to know that that pilot is the best that there is, regardless of gender, orientation, skin color, whatever. Just give me the best at what they do, and I'll be very, very happy.
Yeah, I knew you were meritocracy. Meritocracy. Yeah. Well, there's another thing, too. Tom from Florida is right in a way. There are 25 different languages here collecting Medicare. And since there's so many tax-free foundations that can get out there and give money to political causes, it just looks like we just got an uphill fight until we do something about those tax-free foundations that can get out there and fight for political purposes. It's just awful. And of course, you know, when you got 20 different languages collecting Social Security, they're going to see that they hire people who are not for Americans that earned it because they worked all those many years. See?
Yes.
I mean, Russian, I mean, two or three different kind of Chinese. I had a list of them here of all the people that is said in English. If you have any problem, we will have an interpreter for you. Right. What in the heck does that cost us? Think of that. To do
yeah.
that for 20 different language people who, if they've been here long as we have to collect our worked as long as we have, then by now they should definitely speak English.
Well, I think the good news is, in terms of the cost of hiring translators, is I think probably there's going to be an AI appliance that, like, knows all the languages, like the Star Trek Universal Translator, and that'll come into use, and human translators will not be needed anymore.
Okay. Well, anyway, it's I'm telling people you better find something else to do that you're good at, if you can sew or anything, because you're probably going to be needed to make uniforms for war, and they probably won't know how to do that, all those people over here.
Yeah, probably.
And I hate to be that way, but, you know, what can I say? Truth is, we're in trouble in America. We're in trouble.
Yes, we are. We are in deep, deep trouble.
I appreciate you listening, Mike. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the phone call. And we're going to start with James in Vancouver. And James, I'm going to have to take you through the next commercial break. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I called about the manufacturing overseas, but I wanted to check one fact. Was that Bathurst Gate, that Ocean Gate, was that built of carbon fiber?
That's my understanding, is the pressure hull was built of carbon fiber, which is really not a good idea. Carbon fiber is great, very good under tension, not so good under compression. And also, carbon fiber has a shelf life. You can only use it for so long, and then it has to be replaced.
You see, at 12,000 feet, I think I calculated you're roughly around 400 atmospheres pressure. So at that pressure,
that's about right.
The carbon will begin to react with the hydrogen in the water. Right. That's what.
I'm
that's,
sorry.
That's
that
the
last
enthalpy
part.
Law. The enthalpy is equal to the internal energy plus pressure times volume of the system. Right. So that'll motivate the carbon to become carbon hydroxide or something like that, and that'll generate corrosion and cracks in the hull. Who designed
well,
that thing?
First of all, the carbon fiber is not just carbon fiber. I mean, it's basically bonded with an epoxy layer, which supposedly would
yeah.
keep it dry. And supposedly,
yeah. mm-hmm.
there were acoustic sensors on the inside of the hull listening for the sound of cracking carbon fibers. Of course, when you're down there at depth and you start to hear the thing go, you know, you don't really have time to get to the surface. Looking at some of the wreckage that they recovered from the bottom of the ocean, I noticed that the viewing dome on the front titanium hull was completely gone, and I understand that was not really rated for the depth of the Titanic, and so my suspicion, without evidence, is that was the point of failure that triggered the entire collapse.
The viewing platform, did you say?
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, James, got to put you on hold. And 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility. Provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of the blessed.
And welcome back to our show here. We're finishing up with James in Vancouver. We were talking about overseas manufacturing, and what else did you want to say?
Yeah, okay. So in 1983, I was in China babysitting two American engineers that were sent there to set up a manufacturing operation. And these guys would, what I was babysitting was I could speak Chinese and they couldn't, and they were getting a lousy menu at their at the hotel, so I showed them how to order Kentucky Fried Chicken and French fries. And to their surprise, it came perfectly fried and, and the French fries, well, they were always, always complaining about how difficult it was to communicate with the Chinese, because the local Chinese spoke Mandarin. The hotshot Chinese engineers were from Shanghai. So when those Chinese engineers from Shanghai decided to butt out of the conversation, all of a sudden they started speaking Shanghai dialect. Well, that got the other Chinese annoyed. Then these two Americans, they were, in Africa, all these factories, get set up by the parent companies, all right? So whether it's Africa or wherever, the parent companies are the ones that have to set it up. And they show the people how to run it. But
I understand, for example, mining lithium. The Chinese are mining lithium in the Congo now. Well, they're using African children. I heard that on one of the shows by John B. Wells. And so no matter who is running this globalist deal, the leopard hasn't changed its spots. So the Chinese can be just as mean as we white people. No, nothing has changed. It's all the bottom line. I'll let you go.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Here we have open lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Tom in Utah. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I had a friend call me yesterday. He had a revelation, so to speak. He's out as a religious reporter, and he was going through a community where a lot of Spanish people are, and he decided to take this dirt road. He thought it would work out to be a shortcut. When he got into the kind of cut that this road goes through, like Topanga Canyon, I'll use that as an example, he noticed a large trailer park there, over 100 units, and he got out to talk to the people. None of them spoke English, and he realized what this was a labor camp for the undocumented that work in the poultry industry of that whole county. So he realized that one of the mechanisms to house the undocumented, especially those that are working in the rural areas, is to put them in mobile homes. And as you know, I opened up or identified the poisoning risk in those units. Come to find out they're all under the federal government's control. City, county, and state have no jurisdiction, literally. But as a consequence, we have a tenth of the nation still living at risk simply to hide the fact that those are convenient units to house the undocumented. And I'm not only talking about housing, but warehousing, including the contraband. But he was in shock. And then he was, as he left that area, he was dogged by a couple of trucks, white, you know, beautiful, brand-new trucks and guys that looked pretty tough inside. And I said, I'll bet you that was the protectors of that community, like the coyotes.
Yeah, I would agree.
Anyway, so like I say, that was a revelation to him. And he said, you're right, Tom. These units are the ideal housing and warehousing of the undocumented because they are federally controlled. The city, county, and state have no true jurisdiction at all. By the way, you'll see part of that if you watch the film or the documentary Food Incorporated. You'll see in the last segment.
All right, I'll look that one up. Food Incorporated. Okay.
Yeah, Food Incorporated. And then if you go to gassingamerica.com, there'll be a link out of mine. Or go to tominutah.com, and there's a link there. It says License to Kill, and you'll read this federal jurisdiction. Like I say, that's the real keeper to make these ideal for housing the undocumented because the city, county, and state have no true jurisdiction in them. They'll cooperate. The government will not stop you from going in there if you're law enforcement. But on the other hand, city, county, and state inspections or regulations do not apply. And that's been going on for 43 years now. Anyway,
okay.
My concern is we have a tenth of the nation, 34 million people living in those units, and I've had about 200 or 300 calls from people from RBN that live in those units and listen to RBN. They were in shock to find out that some of their maladies were literally as a consequence of that venting thing. I think you've looked at it before. But this issue of the housing of the undocumented came to light through my friend, and he was in shock.
Yeah.
So if you're on RBN and you live in a manufactured mobile home, take a look at that, but also realize that it's a convenient way to house the undocumented. And you can put a community together in a canyon or in a little cove where they're not even noticed. That's what he said. He says, I was on the highway, and I saw this road that I thought would give me a shortcut to where I was headed. He got on it, a dirt road, and in the middle of that dirt road, in the protection of a canyon, was all these mobile homes parked and obviously owned by the packing industry.
Yeah.
You know, that supply the
poultry. It's a company town.
Yeah, company town. You got it. You load 16 tons. Anyway.
Yeah.
That's it, Mike.
Good old Tennessee Ernie Ford. All right, well, listen, Tom, I'm going to let you go here. We're getting, you know, on with the show here. I want to get some more callers in. 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Marco in Alabama. Hello, Marco. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, good afternoon, Michael. Man, you know, I just look at this whole situation around us, you know, the cataclysm, dude, of failure just pouring out through the media, through our society, everywhere you look. This is all a result of people selling out for the mighty dollar. I mean, you know, yesterday I listened to Tom's, you know, rant and things like that. You know, it isn't so much, dude, that we invented things. It's the fact, dude, that patents and the race for zero, meaning to get as much free labor, dude, has destroyed everything. America cannot compete with free. This is the reason why they're bringing in all the migrants and all that stuff, dude, because these people are slaves, dude. They're a permanent underclass in our society, you know, and they're creating this Tower of Babel so that we can't go to these people and say, hey, are you okay, and try to sympathize with them, you know, because regardless if they came here illegally or not, you know, the truth in the matter is that Republicans are sex trafficking and Democrats are sex trafficking. You know, when you still sit under the lines that, you know, the Republicans are going to save us. No, they're not, dude. The Democrats aren't going to save us. The only people who are going to save us is us ourselves. And I think you're right about that. Parable, you know, on this channel. But, you know, realistically, you know, all the truth is coming out. And the reason why the truth is calling out is because something bigger is about to happen. Everybody's trying to snitch on each other, dude, to sit here and save themselves. The only person who's going to save you is God. And whether you believe in him or not, you know, if you don't believe in him and you believe that when you die, you just go into the dirt and you become fossils, well, then I guess, dude, that's what you believe in and all that. I personally, you know, I want to attain, you know, to a certain height. And you know, the great thing, dude, about the situation, dude, that we're in right now is that all of everything that has been unearthed because of, you know, one small thing. You had a drug addicted son who had despised his father and all that stuff and kept all the evidence. And I hope Paul McIsaac, you know, gets his settlement. And I hope, dude, that they can use that and build against that. But, you know, it really doesn't matter, dude. I mean, this country is gone. I mean, it isn't gone, dude, in a way like, you know, if you die, you know, you can't come back. We can resurrect all of this. But we need to get rid of both the Democrats and the Republicans, man. And all that, man. And sit here and say, look, dude, we just want to be left alone. But in order to do that, you got to fight the higher power. And the higher power, dude, is the WEF and higher. You know, maybe the 12 richest families of the world, dude, are implying, dude, all of this stuff. And everybody is selling each other out. And that's the sad part. We have no unity. And, you know, I look at this whole situation, you know, there is no clear, you know, champion for any of us or anything like that.
No, there isn't.
You just have to wake up one morning and say, look, dude, I'm going to live life how I want to. I'm tired of this. I'm going to do what I have to within the means due to the laws created, render under Caesar for certain things. But, man, you know, when they come at you, you know, for the shots, which they're going to do again, and they try to force things, you need to get people, dude, who are like-minded and fight against them. Because they created this idea here, you know, that you know, standing up for yourself and congregating and all that stuff. I mean, they're slowly but surely, you know, telling everybody, dude, that you're an enemy of the state, you're a Nazi, you're all of this. Man, you just gotta say, screw it, man. Look at your wife and look at your kids and say, look, dude, they come through this door, dude, we're blasting. And all that stuff, man. And that's just what it is, because there is no peaceful option out and all that stuff. I mean, as much as people want to sit here and say that there is, as much as I would like to believe that there is, you're not going to change this. You ain't going to elect Donald Trump, dude. He's going to sit here and go door to door, dude, rounding up all the migrants that have come here and all that stuff, dude, because it would cause a war.
Yes.
And you know, you can sit here and say, well, you know, in order for you to get your Social Security or any benefits or anything like that, like I've said in the past, you know, you'll have to, you know, help assist and throw people out. That's the only way you're going to be able to do any of this. And I just, you know, I sit here and I see, you know, all of the distractions, you know, I mean, they're going to sit here and, you know, drop something on all of us, dude, to get rid of us. And then they're going to keep all the people, dude, that they want, dude, to move in. And, you know, it's like, all right, you know, Mr. and Mrs. America, Mr. and Mr. Caucasian America, thank you for your contributions. You know, we've had enough of you guys. Now it's time for you guys to die. And that's just the end of it. I mean, you know, you can sit here and, you know, live out life the way that you intend to the rest of these days, because we live in a lawless society, and it's only a matter of time, dude, before everybody just starts taking from each other.
Oh, we're not a lawless society. There's plenty of laws for us ordinary Americans. It's just they don't apply to the upper crust.
And they're never going to apply, dude, to the upper crust, dude, because the upper crust, dude, controls everything, and they've decided, dude, that it's time for us to go. Mr. and Mrs. America, Your 2-week vacation, no, we're not giving that to you anymore. You know, because it cuts into our company's bottom line. You know, it's all about competing with free. And they want everyone to be slaves and all that stuff, man. And the people, dude, that are going to, you know, get in the van, dude, when they come for them and all that stuff, consider that neighbor gone forever and all that stuff, man. Because you're going to have to sit here and fight, dude, to stay free. And the people, dude, that sit here and call onto the show, dude, and start giving people ideas, dude, of what things that they need to gather. Start gathering right now and all that stuff, man. Start gathering right now. Any little thing that'll help you, even if it's just a battery, a lighter, you know, things that'll be of value when things are gone, you know, because this country's falling apart and no one intends to fix it. And they're giving all of our money away. They pillaged, dude, the wealth, dude, of this nation. All that we have left are the resources that are on the ground currently right now, because they've all whored us out. You know, everybody, dude, who's, you know, a government contract job, dude, they got there in that purpose, dude, because they wanted to be a part, dude, of, you know, the parasitic class. And you know, I just look at it like this, man. You know, it's the betrayals of millions that have led us to where we are right now. People who have sold out for the dollar, people who have compromised moral values, our children have no virtue, you know, and we've sat here and we've helicopter parroted all these kids, dude, for 20 years. We expect our older sons and daughters, dude, to be responsible people, and they're not, and all that stuff, man. It is a constant. Everybody's parasiting off of everybody. Have a good day, sir.
All right, well, thank you very much here. We have open phone lines now, 512-248-8252. Now, getting on back to all of this pride, and thank goodness tomorrow's, you know, this weekend's the end of the month and we don't have to deal with this pride overflow here. Brandon Smith in Blacklisted News had an interesting take, saying that pride is a thinly veiled color revolution to destroy Western civilization. It certainly has proved to be very, very, divisive and controversial. And it does seem to be undermining basic assumptions about our society. I was talking, I think it was yesterday, about the damage to brand USA. And, you know, being done by Biden, being done by this LGBTQ. And, again, I don't have a problem with anybody who's gay or whatever, you know, but I don't need it rubbed in my face on a constant basis. And I certainly don't want to see the kids being indoctrinated, you know, to be sexually groomed at such a young age. And I do think there has to be a certain amount of restraint in letting children go on being children. Why is that so silly? Now, here's an interesting little story. At St. Philip's College in San Antonio, Texas, one of their biology professors was fired for teaching his students that sex was determined by the X and Y chromosomes. Now, this is Dr. Johnson Varkey, and he has been teaching this X and Y chromosome in every class for 20 years, and nobody ever complained about it before, primarily because, yes, it is how the sex of the child is determined by the X and Y chromosomes. But apparently, four very liberal, woke students walked out of the class and complained, and they got this guy fired for teaching the scientific truth. And we've reached a very dangerous stage in our society where political agenda is overruling actual scientific fact. Okay? Now, we've got to take another break for commercials. We've got a caller waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together instead of on a computer alone.
And welcome back to our show, last segment of our program today, and we have open lines, 512-248-8252. Let's go to Bruce in Texas. I guess he had something to add to his earlier phone call. What's on your mind, Bruce?
Yeah, I'm just going to wrap that topic up on the cats getting avian flu and dying in Mazda in Poland. And we spoke yesterday. At the beginning of the invasion, the U.S.-funded biolabs evacuated their equipment and their specimens to Poland. Okay, and so you have that coincidence. Yep. And also, their documents were captured by the Russian forces, and they're actually presented to the United Nations, I don't know if it was Security Council or General Assembly, documentation of research and utilizing migratory birds to spread biowarfare agents from the Ukraine into Russia.
Okay.
And so I can see where they evacuate all this stuff. Maybe they let some birds loose. I mean, it's a pain in the butt to keep these animals, you know. Maybe they kill them and ditch them, and the cats got a hold of them. But so that shows the cross species.
They're biological samples. You know, they've got to be incinerated. You don't just kill a lab animal and dump it outside. That's an incredibly stupid thing to do.
Well, it could have happened. You know how irresponsible these people are. And they're messing around with the basic, you know, our life itself. And if they're having, because these cats don't have a natural immunity to avian flu, so they're dying, like 75% of them that contract the disease die. You can see the repercussions and the possibilities of this. It's just crazy. And so I'm going to close out that one. And this is just the last thing I got. Yeah, I'm sure you've heard of the five cases of malaria that have been detected in the United States that didn't come from
in Texas and Florida.
Texas and Florida. And that wouldn't have anything to do with the illegal immigration, would it? I mean, I haven't heard one word about that.
You know, that's one of two prevailing theories is that The illegal immigrants coming across the border, some of them, we know they're carrying diseases. Nobody's checking them out. They could easily have malaria, which gets passed into our local mosquito population and then gets passed into our legal American citizens. The other thing that people have pointed out is that Florida and Texas is where some of these genetically modified mosquitoes have been released in an effort to control malaria, and we may have had another backfire in terms of the lab experiment.
Uh-huh. You know, there's another show. It's on Saturdays. It's on 21st Century Wire. I don't know if you're aware of it. And ordinarily, the host has good guests on, but once in a while, he has a flake. And he had on the one of these guys, and he won't take any calls. He won't debate anybody. He sounds like a pitch man on TV. He's pitching the viruses are fake, infectious diseases don't exist thing. I sure wish you could corner one of those people into an actual debate on the topic.
Bruce, I hate to cut you off. With the end of the show, the music is playing. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Peter Serafine is taking the microphone. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please continue to support us. We need your help. And we'll be back tomorrow, Friday. So aloha, America.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBNReaders2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBNReaders2023 at antelopehillpublishing.com.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.